love speak. All right. All that stuff. Love speak. Baby. Love. Rat speak. Love to speak. Love to speak. Oh. It's so beautiful, everything. Okay. It has been, maybe half an hour since I've eaten an eighth of mushrooms now. And, really starting to come on my, okay. I can feel it from my heart coming into the back of my neck, into the back of my head, and into the top, and into my prefrontal cortex, and making an S in this way. My hands are clammy, my nose is runny, and my I keep salivating and have some phlegm issues or what have you. This is all very natural and very to be expected. Do feel a little bit nauseous, you know, that is to be expected. Not everybody does feel as nauseous. Some people even throw up on mushrooms. You know, it's best, you know, not to. But feeling a little bit nauseous is something that's to be expected and something that you're going to just have to accept on the mushroom trip. So again, this is, I don't know, 40 minutes into it, maybe. So I suppose I would just like to reiterate a point that I'm sure I reiterated many times before the beginning of this movie, video, voicemail box thing, that it's important to be in a safe place where you have everything that you need. You've got your blankets, you've got your comfortable clothes, you've got your way to wash yourself, you've got a way to feed yourself, you've got a way to sustain yourself and drink clean water, and to be warm and to be dry and to be happy and healthy and comfortable. And so basically do it at home is what I'm trying to say. But if you're gonna do it outside of home, then bring all that stuff with you. Be prepared to do it. So I hath not mentioned to you before that this is my first time doing an eighth of mushrooms. But I'm in such a lovely place already. Only a few minutes. I can't see. I've taken my glasses off. Yeah. I've taken off my glasses. Oh, okay, so I have to describe to you how I'm feeling. Maybe you haven't noticed by what I'm doing right now, but oh, I'm just vibrating so hard. Holy shit. And, yeah, man, this is just, you know, your mind is gonna wisp and wasp and all that bullshit, you know, try to rear its ugly head, but you know what, nope, good guy, I just tickled by myself. So that was me enjoying the mushrooms. Now I have to come back to you as a person inside this body. Say. Okay, let's see. Looking around me, the lights are off. First of all, the lights are off, so I can go inside. I have a movie up on my screen. It just happens to be 2001, The Space Odyssey, and I really enjoy it. Okay, gotta be back. Gotta be back. All right, I'm enjoying it so much. It's incredible. So physically, what's going on? Physically, you know, here I am in this thing again. Fuck. You know? You just can't get away from it. Here I am in this thing again. I have to keep it healthy. If you have to keep it warm. You know what? I do a pretty good job. In fact, I do a very good job. I pay very good attention to myself. To my physical body. You know? If I'm tired, I sleep. If I'm energetic, I do energetic things. You know? My mind is another thing that my body has to keep up with. Just like my mouth. Can't always keep up with the spirit. Yes. The spirit that speaks through my brain. That's it. Yeah, bitch. my spirit speaks through my brain. That's why if the brain be broken, doesn't mean the spirit's gone away. It just means it, that tool's gone. Oh, fuck. You know, ain't getting it back, bitch. Brain's fucking crazy. Crazy complicated. Crazy fucking complicated. That's why you just gotta trust nature. Take care of it for you, baby. Oh, yeah. Put it to me. Make me a brain. Fuck. I can't. Well, nowadays, you know. Nope. Still can't do it. There's so much crazy shit going on. You can make pieces of it. You can't put it all together. You know, and you can't, you know what? Even when we do get to that point where we can make all the pieces and we can put it together, what's it going to do? It's going to think, right? What will its thoughts be? What will its thoughts be? Very interesting and inquisitive of me to ask you this question. Everybody motherfucking asks this question, bro. Who cares? First of all, you made yourself a brain. Congratulations. Congratulations. You've mimicked what's already taking place in nature. That's okay. Back to it again, bitch. The internet is just a mimic, literally, of what's already taking place in nature. Facebook, literally, is just a mimic of what takes place naturally within yourself and with what you are and all that other stuff too, lady, gentlemen, all y'all, everybody. Oh, technology is a beautiful thing. I love technology. Are you joking? I fucking love technology. It's not just this little wisp. I need it. Oh, man, I need technology. I need it right now. I'm holding it in my fucking hand. I'm speaking. But you know what? The fucking point? What's the point? I'm telling you the point. The point is so that I can love right in your earballs, baby. Yeah, that's right. That's the whole point. And now we can do it. Love you right near your balls. Whatever the fuck that means. You got two ear balls? Loving them. Actually, I'm going inside and through the ventricles of your ear canals and then into the vestibular ventricle into the heart of your mouth. Of your mind. Of your beautiful thing. So let's get on to spirit talk. See, I came up with that just recently because it sounds cooler than love speak. Love speak is cool and everything, but spirit talk is great. Spirit talk. Did I mention that spirit talks? So by the way, when we have all of these technologies, all we want them to do is what we want them to fucking do, right? Work for us, do our things, so we can express ourselves through them. That's the idea. We need to express ourselves through this technology. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Spirit is what's expressing itself through me. Do you understand? That's the other level. I'm spirit. and I've got my spirit hands, if you will, punched through the back of this thing's head and making him gang, 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 gang. That's it. I am spirit, silly. And guess what? Guess what, spirit? Spirit speak, spirit talk, love speak, all that shit. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what you are. That's what we are. That's what you are. That's what we are. Spirit. Spirit. We're spirits. It's so crazy how I gotta go up to some other spirit with a puppet and say, "Hey, puppet." And they've got their puppet, because all they ever know is their puppet. And say, "Hey, puppet. Hey, guess what, puppet? Let's stop being fucking puppets. Let's fucking put these puppets down. Why are we playing with fucking puppets? This is stupid. This is stupid. It's psychotic to play with your puppet. My God. To play with your puppet. Stop playing with your puppet. Playing with your puppet. They call it ego. I don't give a fuck what they call it. You're playing with your motherfucking puppet. You're putting on a show. Playing with your motherfucking puppet. You know? How many times I gotta say it? Not enough. It's never enough. By the way, love! Yeah! Love, 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 love. But don't forget that we are the spirits. We are the spirits that create all matter. So let's go back to technology. Technology is just a way that our puppets make other puppets, really. Our puppets like to with other puppets. Weird, right? Because all we're trying to do, okay, is look at our puppets with our puppets. It's fucking weird. It's like when you go, you have two mirrors, right? On either side, right? And you look back and you're like, wow, infinity on either side, and it's just me. Crazy. Yeah. It's your puppet, bitch. Put your motherfucking puppet down. Put it down. It's a fucking toy. Put down your motherfucking puppet. Silly girl. Silly boy. Put down your puppet. Put down your puppet. You're gonna be much happier, trust me, because love is what we're all about. We are spirits in this world, baby. This is how we manifest, baby. This is how we manifest in these bodies, okay? These bodies, these physical bodies, have a story, a very deep story, and they reflect our own depth, actually. Well, did you know that the body, this and that, and all the little molecules, and they have names and shit? Yeah, guess what, bitch? I named them. We named them. We're spirits. I know what this is, you know? We don't have to. We don't have to know. We're spirits. We made this shit to work, bitch. I don't need to know all the fucking details. Yeah. I just need to know is, how do I keep it running? How do I keep it going at optimum efficiency? How do I keep it doing what I want it to do? Because I'm a motherfucking spirit, and this is my puppet. I need my puppet to work. I need my puppet to work. It's my puppet. Oh, yeah. The body. The body. 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 Right, everybody? You already gotta do it later. Technology, in this way that technology never does exactly what I want to do, and there's always a little trick to technology for it to do what I really want. No manual, no matter how thick, is ever going to get down to the way that I use the technology, because I've got my own little ways to do everything, right? So it's important to have a good technology that, well, there's more than one way to skin a cat, is what I'm trying to say here. More than one way to do something. So, technology in this way needs to be. Period. Technology. I love technology. But all I'm really trying to get after, and all that we're really trying to get after, is being in love with ourselves and each other. That's the whole point. I want my family back. Give me back my family. My loves. Give me all of my love. I am pure love inside of this thing, okay? Let's take care of the thing. The thing's important. It has its own history. It's fantastic. It's, you know, it's glorious and epic in all of its ways, but it is just a thing. The point is so that spirit can manifest, is so that I can be here and be in love. So, where's all my other loves?
We're all the same love, silly. Come on now. Come on now. Where are my other loves? I love you. I love you. I love my loves. I love you so much. I just want you back. I mean, okay, let me stop you right there, because, bitch, they never went anywhere. How about that? I don't want you back. I want you to, I don't know, fucking remember? Fuck, I don't know. I kind of do want you back. Yeah, yeah, no. I can't question what I say. I only say it. I want you back. I want you back, baby. Back to love. You went somewhere. I don't know where you went. You went somewhere, but you know what? It's time to love again. Come on back now. Come on back now, you hear? Got love going on over now. What do you want to ring the dinner bell? No. Love, baby. Love. We got love. We got love. We got love. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. We got love. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's love together. Let's just be. Just be in love. That's it. Just be in love. Like, I'm looking at you, and I say, I love you completely. There's nothing I can do about it. Love is coming out of me, like, forever. You know? And it's like, you. Loving, it's going to you. And then it's loving you forever. And it's just like, you know what? Just, I love you. There's nothing you can do about that, first of all. And then, you know, if you are of the love vibration as well, what you do is you mirror it back to me. And that's how that works. We mirror love. We mirror our love forever, infinity. So did I mention that mushrooms are just like kind of dreaming in the world where you think you're fucking awake? So I had this dream last night. Oh my goodness. Let me preface that with a belch, this fucking body. And the things I put in it. Oh, but this dream that I had. This dream that I had. So I was in a very dark prison. You know, it wasn't my prison at all. I'm not in prison ever. But the prison guard or somebody showing me around pointed to me the ugliest cell, the most hideous and ugliest and drenched and disgusting and hideous cell. Ooh, we don't even go there. We don't go there. We don't go there. No. And it's like fucking, it's just like a dim light, you know, with these, the bars. And just all in front of it is spider webs and just like the murkiest shit. Like, you don't want to go there. Oof. So you know what I did? I went there, bitch, in my dream. I fucking went straight there. I was like, oh, that's a place I need to go. So I went straight there, motherfucker. That's what you do. You go straight there. Oh, that place needs my attention? Boom. There. Sorry about the levels. But there are many. So anyway, I go there. What's there? There's this little fucking, you know, kind of like a woman. Like, you know, just whoosh. Like, she's got like her fucking clothes are made out of paper. And she's all black. And she's only like, I don't know, 2 feet fucking tall. Literally, 2 feet tall. And I call her to me. And I call her. I call her, come to me. Come to me. Don't be afraid. Because I do not fear you. Come to me. And so she came. And she was wearing a mask. You know, a decrepit old, kind of a scary, frightening mask. Old, decrepit, craggy and not real. So I said, please remove your mask. And she did. And guess what? There was another mask underneath. And I was like, oh, shit. All right. Remove your mask. And so she did it again. There's another mask. And again. And another mask. And again. And another mask. And they were just, they transformed into, like, kind of, like, white, plain, those white masks. The no-face masks. And they use in theater sometimes that have no expression. And just... And I was like, take it off. Take it off. Keep taking them off. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. I know what you're fucking hiding down there. Come on. Come on. Take off your goddamn masks. Come on. Hurry up. So she was taking her mask off. Yeah. And she finally showed me her fucking self. Oh, man. And she was so She was beautiful. She was beautiful underneath this, underneath all of these masks. But, like, her skin, you know, she was old. She was old, and she hadn't been taking care of herself, you know? And she was craggy and imperfect. Imperfect. But she was herself. She was beautiful. So beautiful. Just not even just her face was beautiful, but her eyes. Ugh. So beautiful. So beautiful. And I just touched her face because she had been wearing all of these masks. And I just touched her face and I told her with everything that I had, I said, "You are so beautiful. You are so beautiful." And that's just what she, exactly, because I knew that's exactly what she needed to hear. Because she is, she was, she is. In this dream that I had, in the dankest, darkest prison, in the dankest, darkest cell, underneath a million masks, is the most beautiful creature that God has ever seen, man has ever seen. Because we are God, we are man, we are woman, all that shit. But still, it was a beautiful, beautiful dream. Dreams, when we have dreams, it's very important. I'm disappointed in myself, literally disappointed in myself when I have a scary dream, something, especially when something's chasing me and I don't turn around and face it. I'll just run away, you know. There was this dream where this thing, you know, came out from hell behind me and I was like, oh no, you know. It literally just like I was on, like, you know, a pier, you know, those elevated platforms with like very few, you know, a pier. And it was just a pier that went straight off into a black abyss, and then where, you know, and then it just went straight down. And then this thing came up and it was like, oh no. And so I was like, oh fuck this shit. I start running. running, climbing, and it catches up to me and I can turn around, fucking hit the shit out of it, boom. Knock it back. And then I was like, oh fuck this shit, gotta get away. Ah, da, da, da. Trying to get up ladders and shit. This guy, I'm like, fuck you. Yeah, I get the fucking ladder. Ah, get up. Get up, get up. Ah, yo, fuck you. Shows the fucking face. Ah, no, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Ah, fucking get on top of this platform. Oh shit. Oh shit. Okay, fuck. Okay, fuck. Okay. Can't get me. And then it was this crazy fucking big black machine thing on treads and shit with like this fucking, you know, arms out to here and like it's all mechanicalized and shit, and it just went right off into the distance. And I was like, I'm safe. But then I was like, oh fuck, I let that thing get away. Oh shit, fuck. So I woke up very disappointed with myself. Oh no, never again, never again. If the devil himself ever rears his head, I will face him there. Every time. You will not get away from me. You will not get away from me, sir. Boom. You chase me. You chase me. That's right. You chase me. I don't chase you, motherfucker. You're knocking on my door. What you want? What you want? What do you want? What do you want? Get out of here. The fuck? Boom. Get away. Forever. Hate you. I don't hate you, but still, just go away. You bug me. You bother me. I'm trying to love, man. Come on. Just, you know, I'm trying to fucking love over here. Just go away. Yeah. Get out of here. Oh, Jesus. All of these usses. Jesuses. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I want to say it a million times until the sound of my voice and I love Jesus are the two fucking things that you put together. Because you can't deny that shit. You can't, even if you, no, you can't. It's its own thing. Forget the fucking old, forget the books. Forget the books. Forget the books. Forget the words. Forget the books. Forget the words. Jesus. Jesus. Love. Do you understand? Love. 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 Love, love. You do, 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 do. And then you can dance in that shit, bitch. You just gotta come back to it. And that's how I do it. Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus so much. Because, you want to know why? Because I'm Jesus. I'm love. Me. Me. I'm love. I'm love. I am love. And you know what else? Jesus. He was too. A supreme being, Jesus. Beautiful being, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So beautiful. So beautiful. You can't deny it. So beautiful. I'm not jealous. I could be. But I'm not gonna. You know, I am not completely Jesus. But we see from the same angle. Do you understand? We see from the same plane forward. I don't look to Jesus. We look together. Forward. Together. And it's silly. It's silly. But Jesus is love, baby. That's it. Love, love, love. Be close to Jesus. Be close to love. Be close to the things that make you beautiful. The things that make you love, you know? Because that's what you are anyway. And Jesus is not physically here now. But he is a spirit. He is a spirit. A love spirit. You know what else? You know what else? Buddha. I'm going to get back on Buddha. 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 The great. The great Buddha. I love Buddha. Buddha. I love Buddha. Buddha. So beautiful, Buddha. Buddha is the one where we go back to and relax in awe and beauty. And beauty and love. And beauty and love. Can you hear me? In beauty and love? Sometimes I forget about this microphone because I'm so in it. Whew. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha, Buddha. I love the Buddha. Love the Buddha. Buddha. We are the Buddha. We are the Buddha. We are the Jesus. We are the Buddha and we are the Jesus. Do you understand this? The Buddha and the Jesus are a vibrational concentrations, if you will. Two vibrational concentrations that we can move in and out. We are also vibrations, indeed, concentrated within our own beings, indeed. But going towards the Buddha in the vibration, going towards the Jesus in the vibration, coming together, the Buddha and the Jesus, together in those vibrations, and then bringing them into yourself. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Wow. So glorious and beautiful. In and of itself, mind. In and of itself, mind. We need not an altar, sir. We just need to stay warm. We just need to be comfortable and fed. And all that stuff. All of this stuff. All of this stuff. I don't need much. Just a stomach full of delicious food that loves me as I have loved it, sir. We'll talk a little bit about food. The food that I love. The food that you put inside your body. Inside my body, indeed. The food we love. When you eat a food you love so, oof. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, wow. Or you just, there's no way to say it. There's no way to say it. Just your mouth and all the things inside. Just love it. Just love the food. All of it completely. Just can't get enough. Oh, so good. Good, 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 good. Oof. Imagine now. A food that loves you just as much as you love it. That, sir, is the food that you should be eating. Indeed, this is a simple fact. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about anything else. find the food that loves you as you have loved the food. McDonald's don't love you, bitch. Burgers don't love you, bitch. No. Those things don't love you, okay? When they go down and they fucking digest and all that kind of shit, they fuck you up. They don't love you. No. You gotta get things that love you. then they become you and you become love. In this way, silly. Jeez Louise. Gotta get that food that you love. Gotta get the food that loves you. You gotta get the food that loves you. And actually, we're gonna go from this to agriculture. Bringing it back to agriculture, ladies and gents. I love the word ladies. I love ladies and delicious. Delicious and ladies. Ladies and delicious. But moving on to agriculture. Agriculture. So I mentioned to you about loving food and finding food that loves you too. Well, let's talk about how do you make the food. Well, we'll start from before you just ate it. Yes? So, you put the food in the ground. You love the food. You understand the food. The food needs what the food needs. The love to turn from a seed into a beautiful flower. To turn from a seed into a beautiful food. Food that is love, yes. That needs love, needs my love, your love, all love. It needs the love of the sun, it needs the love of the earth, it needs the love of everything around it, everything. The more love you can give it, the more love it will give to you. And in the vibratorial sense, yes, indeed, the food does love you. And it is a concentration of the love, all of the love that has made it, from the beautiful little spark inside the shell of a seed. And then it brings out, and then it forms, and then it crystallizes into a beautiful love. You may know it as a carrot. You may know it as a radish. You may know it as a leaf. You may know it as a berry. You may know it as so many different things, but it is a concentration of pure love. The love that it has been given from you. Indeed. Pure love. So now you take the love, right, that you've created, that not you have created, indeed, but actually you have understood that within the seed is a love, and you need to cultivate that environment to coax out the love within. And then you create a beautiful place for it to grow, a beautiful place for it to be a child, a beautiful place for it to form into what it always wanted to be. Pure love concentrates, and then you put that love, you take it, because it does not die. Mm-mm. You cannot kill a carrot, right? You cannot kill it. It has life always. So you take it and you bless it and you eat it. You put it, the love of the carrot, inside your body. And then all of the love that has been put into the carrot then goes into your entire body. Always. And then the waste, of course, the waste. Cannot forget the waste. When the waste, the beautiful waste. If all is well, if all is pure, if all is as it should, then the waste will go back into making, again, more of the things that you love. Indeed, indeed. And in this sense, agriculture is formed. Because you, sir, and madam, may I intrude, do create wastes, indeed. That waste is a tool. Don't forget, that waste is a tool. Your shit is legit. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, as if you could, All right, talking about the dirt that makes up the earth. The thing that you cannot ignore. Mm-mm. Ever. Never, never, never. So don't even try to ignore it. Because you know what? It's a tool. We use that tool and we put it back into that love, baby. We use that tool, take it back, put it back into the love. And the love that gave us. Yes, once again, we are machines of our own love. This is the physical thing, dude. We are machines, literally machines of our own love. We are machines that put out love. We take in love, we put out love and take it in. And in the sense we are so beautiful flower, even though it takes a little bit of time, even though it takes a little bit of smell, even though it takes a little bit of work, you know, some sweat and some patience is all you need. And then the moment where you bring that beautiful love and you recognize it, you say, ah, within my hand is not only the love of all, but it is my own creation. My own blood and sweat and tears went into the beautiful thing now that is in my hand and I will consume into me once again. We are beautiful machines of love. I wish that I could sing to you. Oh, wait, I can. Fuck. Oops, I did something good. No. Yeah. Can't forget it. But anyway, we'll stop here and we'll start again. I hope that this little bug that I have close to my face is recording all of the things that I hear inside my mind. Because inside my mind is so much better than anything that this thing could actually record. Perhaps, we're gonna close that gap, I tell you. We're close. Ha, we're close. We are going to close the gap. Close the gap between the mind and technology. It will reach a barrier indeed. And then fuse. Fuse technology and the mind. Technology and the mind. So, our hands were once our tools. Now our tools are all. All, everything, not at our hands, but at our mind. Indeed. It is a beautiful thing. Don't be afraid of the beauty of the mind and the technology to fuse in this way. Just relax. It sounds so sinister. Relax. No, but in truth. In truth, it is a necessity. We have come to this place where we do need technology. We have to have technology in order to move on into the future. Indeed. But do not forget that no matter anything at all, technology does not touch the divine. Just as we touch it, it is cold. And it cannot truly touch us, indeed. Do you understand? So if some people say, oh, yes, throughout, in order to, for humanity to live on, we must create, oh, hurry, we gotta make a fucking machine that's just like us or something or other, that's gonna have all of our knowledge so we can put it in there. But you know what? It's all gonna amount to nothing, baby. Because we, in the love of all, is all that matters. That's all that's ever been here. We tried to remind ourselves by putting into rocks. Because rocks, we found out, actually, by doing this many, many times, is that rocks is what lasts the longest in this shit. You live on a rock, don't ya? Yeah. You live on a rock, right? Well, guess what? That's the thing that lasts the longest. So, I'm gonna put my name on it. Mark! I'm going to put my mark on it. Ba-da-da. My name. Don't forget. 2,000 years later. Oh, some dude named Mark fucking wrote his name on this rock, dude. The book. Right?
Oh, Dad, there's a name on the rock like a long time ago. Somebody fucking put their name on it. Holy shit. It's like a message through time, right? Fucking years. Thousands. Hundreds of millions. All through time. Mark put his name on the fucking rock. Now we know. Great, this is awesome. Yes. Sweet. Oh, duh, forgot. Okay, cool. All right, sweet. Okay, back on the rock. Got it. Got it. Because guess what? The cloud. Gone. The cloud. Gone. What's most important? The mark. That's it. Because in the beauty of all of our minds creates all of the detail of the mark. Of the mark. The one thing that we saw. How we saw it. Ooh, wow. The one thing. Oh, and then all around it. What created that? Oh, everything. Holy shit. Blown away. And then it's like, oh, I need to write this down. Oh, did you write fucking down? What did I say? What did I write? I don't know. Put it in a book. Put it in a page. Put it on the memory banks. Put it in the cloud. Poof, gone. Oh, shit.
And again and again and again. We'll play this game, ladies and gentlemen. And again 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 and again. We've done it so many times. That's why we have the rock, yo. Ugh. We have the rock, baby. Alright? We live in a sandbox. It's not all sand. We got rocks and shit. We got rocks and shit. One moment, please.
I completely forgot what I was... Oh, yeah, time.
Time and time again. Here we are once more. So we are, if you can imagine, all right, let's play a little game here. Let's imagine things, all right?
So, light, first of all, light, and in the middle is this black ball, okay? Light and the black ball, and now we move towards the black ball, and we dig into the black ball, and we dig it, and as soon as our spade, our hand, our digging goes up, it's into a million other things, but we're digging into the black ball. Pushing it aside, going down into the black ball, pushing, just waving it away, just waving it away, all the way down, 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 until you're like, oh, this is never gonna end, but who cares, because it's so beautiful, first of all, so just go down, 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 down into this beautiful black, pure black ball, just going down into the middle, and then what's there? A rainbow. Grab that rainbow. Grab it and pull it out. And then open your hand and look at that rainbow. And the rainbow explodes from your hand. And all the light that was before is a beautiful rainbow. Forever.